Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Fashion? Fashion? Did someone say fashion? It's Penelope Noir! Yay!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Monday mornings, eh?
Monday mornings. Oh, God. It's good. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
Quite good, actually. Although I woke up at like 10 to 4 and haven't been able to go back to sleep.
Oh, gross. Okay, let's get into the fashion. What's happening?
Okay, so I don't know if you're aware of it, but like 2 years ago, France created a law that prohibits wasting food, right?
I didn't know that, but that's great.
So they get stores can get fined around $4,500 for each infraction. Basically, they have to distribute the food to the poor or reduce their consumption and things like that. And what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to convert that into the clothing side of things as well, which is pretty amazing. Because I was reading about it and there's a thing called dead infantry, which I hadn't heard of before. And it means clothing that is left over from from retail stores, and then it sits in the stock room or the warehouse or whatever because they just can't sell it. And apparently the percentage of clothing that is sold full price is only 60%, and then that's like the average, and that's considered to be kind of like a good rate. This is in France. I can't find figures for New Zealand. So that leaves 40% of inventory that goes on sale, and then whatever's left over is like dead inventory. And astoundingly enough, I did not know this, but many manufacturers or designers, like say Louis Vuitton and H&M. H&M has been accused of it. Louis Vuitton has, and H&M have been accused of it and have denied it, but Louis Vuitton hasn't had any comment. But apparently they burn the clothes. They incinerate
them.
What? Yeah, so Louis Vuitton does it so it doesn't dilute its brand because it doesn't want it to be going, you know, for sale and then, you know, and then they don't give it to charity stores. And only 25% of the French clothing industry's clothing goes to charity stores, and the rest is into landfill. And it's quite an astonishing amount of it's like something like 600 million tons or something. So 6.4 million tons of clothing in 2007 in Europe went into landfill.
Shit.
France throws away 600,000 tons per year, and only 25% goes to charity or is recycled. So the French Prime Minister wants to encourage clothing businesses to relook at that business model and change the law for 2019. So in 2017, there was, at the Copenhagen Fashion Summit, there was a circular fibres initiative introduced, which kind of brings kind of fashion leaders across, you know, all different industries to come in to talk about it and to try and make changes. Unfortunately, it only kind of relates to fabric, not necessarily the whole of the industry, but they're trying to make a change so that, you know, it kind of will propel people into making, you know, better choices and things like that. So apparently in 2050, if the fashion industry continues how it is, it will use up a quarter of the world's carbon budget, which is like crazy when you think about it. So I just kind of wanted to bring that out and talk about it.
So evil, they just waste some stuff. Like, what?
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about it before on here, but it's kind of like becoming a real issue, you know. And I think if you think about in the early 20th century and that sort of thing, people used to buy one coat and that coat would last them for the majority of their life, you know, as an adult.
Did you see that thing about Kate Middleton? Like, everyone was giving her shit because she's worn the same coat or something to, like, the last three or four.
Yeah, she's worn the dress, I think. One paper said three times, another paper said four times. But, you know, I say, woohoo.
Yeah, good for her.
Like, leading the charge.
Exactly.
Because isn't that amazing? Like, we should be, like, darning our clothes and fixing holes and things like that instead of throwing them away. And, I mean, you know, I know people go, oh, you know, it costs too much to buy a good coat that's going to last me for a long time. And I can understand that because it is really an investment. If you're buying something that's
it's a good investment,
pure wool, yeah, and it's costing you $800 or whatever, you know, that's a lot of money, you know, to save up for or lay by or whatever. But if you think about the fact that if you have that coat for 20 years, that's pretty awesome.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.